You are the only person in the United States of America that believes Clemson should be ranked lower than Florida.
The only person.
Are you kidding me?
The
Clemson
only person.
Just came off the worst season and they've had it.
Welcome to episode 51 of the Frenemies podcast. College football recap. Pretty great Saturday. Not bad. Some electric games. Some of us were successful on this podcast with their picks and predictions. Hunter was very, very close to, 3-0?
Yeah, I was 2-1.
Alabama did end up beating Texas by a field goal. Hunter, we'll kick it to you first. Did you had the best weekend?
Okay, so I would like to start off. It was around 12 o'clock. I had spotty service. I was in the middle of literally nowhere, Ohio. It was going in and out, but what I could tell by watching that football game, and I watched almost every damn snap, was that is the most undisciplined Saban football team I have seen in the past decade. They had 13 penalties. Three of them were just blatantly three of them were unnecessary roughness or taunting, three penalties were unnecessary roughness or taunting, and they lost the battle in the trenches. So that was very interesting because an Alabama Saban-led team, I don't know if I've ever seen lose a battle in the trenches, and Texas should have won that football game. If Quinn Ewers stays in that game, there is a legit chance they win by two scores. If Quinn Ewers stays in that football game, like there's an actual chance. If Ewers is in the football game, I think they win. If their backup quarterback doesn't have one leg, it's even more likely that they win. So I think the fact that Texas dominated in the trenches, their defense played phenomenal. And if they had a healthy starting quarterback, the Longhorns are back. Like if once Ewers gets back, if this backup can just like sustain somewhat success, then Texas football could be legit.
No, honestly, I was also watching the game, and just because they said they would get smacked, I was actually rooting for Bama, which it didn't feel right doing. But I give credit where credit's due. Texas actually competed. They looked good. They probably should have won the game if it wasn't for the referees. No, credit where credit's due. Hunter, well done.
Yeah, the referees were awful, too.
Now, granted, now because everyone's going to hop on Texas' back, they were probably sucked the rest of the year, but they did have a good week this week.
Yeah. Jackson, did you watch that game? Any takeaways?
I was in Cincy, so I was at the Bearcats game, but I got glimpses and pieces of it. My big takeaway, because, again, I didn't get to see most of the actual on-the-field game, my big takeaway is SEC bias is back better than ever. I am a huge harp on how piss poor the media is and how piss poor the AP polling is towards the SEC. Ohio State, number two in the nation, beats the number five team in the country. Ohio State drops. Alabama, number one, what do? They beat a unranked Texas team who had a backup quarterback in majority of the game. Alabama looked atrocious. And what do? Alabama stays at one. And what does the committee do? What does the AP do? They put Texas in the rankings after a loss. It's a piss poor program, the AP is. They continually get rankings wrong down south. The SEC bias, it's back. It's better than ever. Georgia, no doubt, should be number one right now.
But
Alabama's still two.
Yeah, they moved Alabama down.
Yeah, but Alabama shouldn't be two. Alabama should be three. It's a ridiculous ranking how badly they rank teams like Alabama. Huh?
Notre Dame lost to Marshall.
I understand that, but that's not at the time when the rankings came out. Notre Dame doesn't look like a great win for Ohio State, but I'm saying at the time it was 2-5. Number two wins, you drop them, and you have Alabama, number one, play unranked with a backup, win by a point that they shouldn't have won because the refs blew that game for the Longhorns. And what do? They drop them one spot and then rank the team that lost. It's pathetic, and it's always happening, and it will always continue to happen, and it's this ridiculous SEC bias. There's very little gap between a lot of these SEC, Big 10, Big 12 teams, but because they rank teams so highly, like Kentucky, Florida is not a great football team. They just got stomped by Kentucky, and their quarterback, Anthony Richardson, which the media just makes a huge deal over, he has the lowest completion percentage out of Power 5 quarterbacks at 50%. But everyone acts like Florida's this great football team when they're just simply not. This will continue to happen as long as the committee ranks these SEC teams that don't deserve it. And a big part of it's media play. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves of college football is how poorly the SEC is ranked every single season. And Texas A&M too, for example, number six, Texas A&M, they lost to Appalachian State at home after paying them $1 million to come play them. Texas A&M shouldn't have been ranked top 15 to start the season. It's just very poor polling by the AP. They continuously get it wrong, and this is why the college football playoff always has multiple SEC teams, is because of how highly we value the two all the SEC teams that aren't Georgia and Alabama. The SEC's got two good programs, Georgia and Bama, and then we overhype the rest of it.
And the Vols. Yeah, no, I agree with almost everything you said. It's the first two AP polls have been horrible, absolutely horrible. Florida jumping from unranked to top 12 is pathetic. The only other good teams that I think are like competent that should be ranked inside the top 20 are Kentucky and Tennessee. I think every other team, like I think those two teams are legit. Florida's, I think, fraudulent. I've always thought they were fraudulent. I never thought they should have been in the top 12. A&M is not good either. I mean, there's no way you lose Appalachian State. A&M and Notre Dame should be ashamed of themselves.
Arkansas?
I do like the Hogs. No, yeah, I don't know. I think the Hogs, I think Kentucky and Tennessee are ahead of them right now, but I do think Arkansas should be in the top 25. But and no higher. Like they have some good programs, but they rank them way too high. Like there is some decent
programs. Completely agree. No, I completely like. But they're like the top 20 programs, not top 10 programs.
Yes, correct. Correct.
I will be the first to admit it. I was wrong. There's nothing special going on down in the swamp. That was just a pathetic performance. They lost to Kentucky, and I have some Kentucky fan family members and friends who I got to hear it from after that game. But to say they should have been ranked after week one, I don't know if they should have been ranked.
Florida?
Yes.
They shouldn't have jumped from unranked to top 25 because we misplaced Utah. I'm sorry that
that's the problem.
Hold on. Jackson. Hold on.
No, Utah, we're not doing
Utah
that.
Utah deserved to be in the top 25.
Absolutely. Not seven.
No, not seven. Not seven.
Not seven.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. If that's what they have and Florida beats that team, Florida deserves to come up. Now, should
not
Florida
jump,
go back?
Not jump from unranked to top 12. To that's absurd.
The highest
Jackson,
they should point is like 18 in my opinion.
Jackson, I got news for you, buddy. The SEC's bowl record against literally every other conference has been dominant for the past decade.
That's not true. Not recently. No, it has not. I'll pull up the stats right now. I mean, off the top of my head, Tennessee lost to Purdue in the Music City Bowl last year.
Tennessee does bring the record down tremendously.
I mean,
the last few years, the SEC has not been dominant.
Florida, in the, LSU, Alabama,
Georgia.
Old Miss used to be a freaking powerhouse. Mississippi State was in there for a couple years. Georgia. I mean, to say they're not a good conference is just wrong. Just wrong. Is most of the teams not better than Ohio State? Sure.
My argument. I'm saying they're an overrated conference. With the exception of Alabama and Georgia, teams in the SEC continuously get ranked higher than they should be placed. And then that helps out programs like Georgia and Alabama because they can have one bad loss, but because highly ranked team, it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Okay, so
like if you put a team like Penn State in the SEC, Penn State's a top 15 team right now. If you were to just simply put Penn State in the SEC, I guarantee you
that is wrong.
No, it's not, because that's how it's always been. You take
wrong.
Because they take mediocre. If Penn State played Florida right now, I think Penn State wins. You mediocre SEC teams and you rank them ridiculously high.
How you're saying that's my question is if those SEC teams don't deserve to be there, then what teams do?
Well, yeah, off the top of my head, Carter, there's 132 other college football teams, but you always look at it. They always rank these teams so highly, and then they always underperform, and then they always look like great. Then they always look for great wins like Alabama and Georgia because they were misranked.
Does Penn State belong in the top 15 over Florida?
They deserve a higher ranking than Florida.
And who has Penn State beat this year?
Who has Florida beat this year? They beat a bad Utah team, and then they lost to Kentucky.
Penn State beat Ohio.
Penn State's beat a good team, but Carter, this is the bias between the SEC. This is the bias with the SEC.
A better team.
That's fine. They're 1-1.
And that's fine. But that's why they'll drop out of the rankings.
It's not because that's the issue. Because then they rank teams like Kentucky so highly. So then when Florida loses, it's like, okay, it's not a bad loss for Florida, and it's a great win for Kentucky. So then they can boost Kentucky up in the polls. And it's a continuous cycle they do year after year. So all these SEC teams can have these ridiculous New Year's Six bowls that they don't deserve. There's two deserving teams in the SEC, and that's Georgia and that's Bama. And Bama looked piss poor on Saturday. And what was the headlines? Bama's defense dominates. Those are the headlines. It's not Bama struggles. The media and the SEC.
Those are pathetic.
That was the headline. That was the headline on ESPN.
That's fine, and I can get on board there with you.
95% of the media talk about how Texas is back. Now Texas is great.
Yeah, that's real. No, that was real media. Like, ESPN and the media that matters, the mainstream media in college football, was Alabama defense dominates.
That's fine, and I agree with you on that. I don't understand how Alabama doesn't drop like Ohio State did, especially when Ohio State and Georgia perform the way they do. But to say that some of these SEC teams shouldn't be ranked in the 15, 17,
they shouldn't. 20,
who?
They shouldn't.
Okay. I have a question. If Alabama would have lost last week to Texas and their backup quarterback on one leg, if they found a way to win that game and Bryce Young doesn't make that game-winning drive and that sack happens, like Texas gets that sack in this ball game and Texas wins, where does Bama drop?
Like six. See,
that's where I agree with Jack. I legit think Bama drops no more than like six or seven spots. Like
absolutely.
I think that's what happens every year.
Yeah.
When has Bama lost to an unranked team? When does that happen?
No, but whenever, Carter, that's what we're saying. Whenever they lose, Bama is always like 5 or 4, so they can still be in the playoffs.
Where would you think Bama would drop?
They would go to 6-2, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Also, Carter, the SEC last year. The SEC in bowl games last year, 6-8.
Okay. What happened when they played the best from the Big Ten? What happened?
What rolled. Happened last year?
Roll.
What'd you say?
Roll.
Say that again. No, I didn't hear what you said.
When the SEC played the Big Ten last year, what happened? When the best of the best rolled.
The Big Ten. No. Last year, I'm looking at it right now. Last year, the Big Ten had more wins against the SEC in bowl games. So, no, they were not rolled.
I said, when the best of the best, the best of the best. The best SEC team.
This is what happened because the SEC is not the best of the best. It's Bama and Georgia. The rest is not the best of the best. It's just mediocre.
Okay, we're going to go through teams, and you should tell me if they should be ranked where at the start of the week. Forget this past weekend's games. At the start of this weekend, should have been ranked where Florida is. Should Clemson have been ranked where Florida is?
Where was Florida ranked? 12?
Yes.
Yeah, Clemson should be higher than Florida. You are the only person in the United States of America that believes Clemson should be ranked lower than Florida.
Clemson scored 40.
Their defense gave up 10, and Florida beat, in my opinion, a bad Utah team, and their quarterback didn't look good.
Not a bad.
They beat Furman 35-12 this week.
You said before this.
Okay, and who they beat week one? World beaters they are. Are you kidding me? If the college football playoff or AP poll or whatever it says is saying Utah is 7, if they're 7 and Florida beats them, Florida deserves to be in the teens.
No.
What do you mean no?
Because Florida was unranked and they overrated Utah, so Florida would have a good win to start the season.
That's
what the polls do every year.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I actually agree with Jack.
Thank you.
This
isn't even like a reach of an argument. This is very basic.
You're telling me the AP poll at the beginning of the season looked at Utah and said, let's rank them 7. So Florida coming in
100%.
I think Utah.
That is wild.
That's I think at the beginning of the year, y'all should have been ranked around 13 to 16. And if Florida beats them, which they did, I think Florida should have been like 23, 22.
Absolutely. Hunter, you're spot on.
I do not think they should have been any higher than that at all. Like, spot I don't on. Know. That Florida team looked very mediocre. Like, they didn't even play a good game against Kentucky. Like, they legit didn't even play a good game. Like, Kentucky played very average, and they beat Florida, and Florida played very below average. Like, it wasn't like it was a battle back and forth, and one team got the best of the other. Like, it was a very sloppy, not like just very garbage game. And it was down in Florida, too. So, I don't know.
I can understand the AP overranking, underranking teams. Just, they always do. But I disagree, Jeff. You say they purposely do it to give SEC teams better rankings. So, that's something
because
that
they have for the last decade.
No, they haven't, Jackson.
Yes, they have.
That's what we're going to
show. No, they have, and they continuously do.
No.
And it's my big issue because then when these mediocre SEC teams that aren't Alabama, Georgia, when they get into bowl season and they go play other conferences and they play the good teams from the other conferences, historically, what do? They lose. And that's why I have such an issue with the SEC.
Lose.
No, they do. I just told you they went 6-8 in bowl game
last year, historically? Is last year historically?
I'll continue to pull up years for you, buddy. But yeah, you said last year the SEC rolled and they didn't. They had a losing record. If a losing record is rolling,
no, I didn't say. I didn't say the SEC. I said the best of the best in the SEC versus the best of the best in every other conference. The SEC rolls year after year. Roll.
Two teams roll, and that's it.
In the last 10 years in bowl season, every single SEC team has a record over 500 except for Tennessee.
And I'm telling you, I'm talking about recently. I'm talking about right now.
Jackson, you said historically. You just said historically. They do not do well in bowl season.
They are the best conference
back right now.
It's not close. They are the best conference. It's not close. That's why they don't have to load up their offseason games because they don't go down and play.
They don't have two teams in their conference.
No. They don't go down and play. They don't go down and play Northwesterns like the Big Ten or Washington.
No, you're right because Alabama doesn't leave their conference.
They don't need to.
No, they do. Because other conferences, other schools, they go out and they play real teams. Nick Saban in his career has played 4 non-conference road games in his career.
There's no why.
That's pathetic. In his entire Alabama tenure, he has left Alabama to go out of conference 4 times. That's correct. Unacceptable. That's piss poor and pathetic.
No, it is. But you want to know why he doesn't have to go out of conference? Because he doesn't have to go down and play Northwestern or shitty ass Nebraska or maybe even Iowa when they suck and have their
off. Vanderbilt?
Purdue.
What did you say? I mean, Vanderbilt's pretty bad.
Okay.
There's some pretty
every,
bad.
Every other team in the SEC would finish above, I would say, half the Big Ten.
I disagree with that.
SEC is 64-40 in the last 10 years in bowl games.
Jackson, I have a question.
Yeah, Hunter.
So if you think if is there another conference better than the SEC?
No.
So you think SEC is the best conference?
I do think I think they're the most top heavy conference, yes.
As a conference as a whole, is there a better conference than the SEC?
I just answered that, moron.
No, you just said they're the best conference.
No, if you would unclog your ears and listen, I just said they're the best conference.
Did he not just say – someone help me. Did he not just say they're the most top-heavy? He just said they're the most top-heavy conference.
Yes, Carter, once again, this is just how you roll. You hear what you want to hear. Yes, I said the SEC is the most top-heavy, but right before that, I said they're the best conference. But you don't hear that because you don't
know. You said yeah, they're the best conference, and then you corrected yourself and said they're the most top heavy. What is it? Is it one or the other? Are they the most top heavy or are they the best?
It's both.
I think the SEC. I do think the SEC is the best conference, but I think they are severely overrated by the media.
Compared to what? What are you overrating them to?
Like I just said, I think Florida should have been no higher than like 20. After they beat an overrated Utah team, which Utah team was not very good, but it's because the media felt bad and they wanted to throw a Pac-12 team in there because the AP poll's a bunch of idiots. Along with, yeah. I think the only, I mean, you can just watch the games. They don't look like a top 15 team. Like the team that they trot out there, like that Florida team again, did not look like a number 12 team at all. And if Alabama would have lost to the Vols, I guarantee you they still would have stayed right around 5 or 6 to still give them a chance to make it right in the playoffs and squaddle it.
Yeah. But the problem is the problem with that.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Did Ohio State look like the 2-game? Did Ohio State look like the number 2 seed?
Ohio State opening week. Bama should be 3 right now.
See, I disagree.
No. I'm saying in week one did Ohio State
look like better teams?
In week one, did Ohio State look like the number 1-2 team? The number 2 team.
Did Ohio State look like the number 2 team?
Yes, week one.
Their defense did. Offense, no. But it was, I mean, it was.
You could say that about every school. That's the problem.
They beat the top 5 team. They beat
which is where I agree with you. But to come and say that all these other schools should be ranked higher than SEC schools, and then to not have any schools available to say is dumb.
I'm sure there is. I need to look, but like, I just don't think these SEC teams deserve, like Wake Forest, for example. They're a very good football team. There are some SEC schools that are ranked above Wake Forest, and Wake Forest would beat almost 90% of the SEC. Like, I honestly believe that.
Hold on. Now I have some issues. So Hunter, first of all, you bring up these SEC teams that should not have been ranked. Wisconsin was a top 20 team. They lost to Washington State.
Wisconsin's pathetic.
It's not like the overvaluing teams. And Iowa was getting votes for top 25, and they barely can score 7 points. So I think it works both ways. And the way
– that's the difference.
One more thing. And then you also – about the rankings. So you bring in Ohio State over Alabama because we beat a top five team. But at the same time, you're saying those seeds or the rankings are bullshit. So it can't be both.
I know, but I'm saying if that was say Bama was number 2. What were we, number 2 that week? I'm just saying, say like Ohio State was 1 and Bama was 2 and Bama goes out and beat Notre Dame and it's the exact same game, Bama's 1, no matter what.
No one would deny that.
There's a difference. If you want to talk about the Alabama prejudice, I'm 100% aboard. Especially with the college football committee, they love themselves some Roll Tide. That whole entire committee is, and that's fine. But as a conference, they are the best conference, and they are going to get that bump, whether right or wrong, because they are the best conference above teams like the Pac-12s of the world later in the season. Other things like that. I think they lose to Texas. I think Alabama dropped. It's never happened, so I've never seen it have to happen. But I think they drop. The highest they are is in the 20s, and Texas would jump them in the rankings.
Hold on, Carter. You don't actually believe that?
No, I do.
I'm out.
No, Carter, I was don't. Just gonna say no, you don't. What you just said. You said that.
If Texas beat Bama, they would 100% jump Bama in the rankings.
So Bama would have to drop what, 15, 20 spots then for that to happen?
Yes.
There is no way. No way.
Yes. And that's what should happen too. It's 100%.
Dude, you don't believe that. I mean, you just want to be different. You don't believe that.
I do believe that. How are you going to argue that I'm wrong?
Because let me ask this. So Appalachian State just beat number 6 A&M. Does Appalachian State, undefeated, do they jump A&M in the polls?
They should be in the 20s, and they should jump A&M in the polls.
So, Carter, come on, dude.
You don't believe that? You don't think they should jump A&M in the polls?
No, so you're saying you think Appalachian State is going to jump A&M in the polls?
They should.
You're saying you think, because you think Bama's going to drop because they lost to an unranked team.
Did Appalachian
State? So the same State hypothetical.
No. Wait. Did Appalachian State win week one?
Yes, they're undefeated.
Then yes.
No, they.
So you think
they're
App State?
If App State is 1-1, they probably will not.
Okay, so
it was 2-0. Then yes, they should. 100%, they should.
So hold on, and then let's keep this hypothetical. Hypothetically, Texas escapes with the win against Alabama. You're saying Texas jumps Alabama.
They should. Texas should be in like the 10 to 15 range, in Alabama at the most should be 20.
And you think that's what the AP poll would do? No. That's not what you think should happen. That's what you think the AP poll would do.
The answer is no.
No, Hunter, hold on. Carter, you think that's what the AP
scenario?
Poll?
For Texas and Alabama?
Yes.
For Texas and Alabama, yes.
Okay. You think that's what the AP poll would do?
Yes.
Okay. We have James Madison. They go to play Georgia. James Madison is 1-0. Alabama, or no, Georgia is also 1-0. James Madison, unranked.
Who did Georgia play week one? Who did Georgia play week one? This Madison.
In this hypothetical?
Yes.
In this hypothetical, they played unranked Navy.
Okay, and did who did James Madison play?
Week one?
Yes.
They played some FCS school you've never heard of.
And did they win as convincingly as Texas did week one?
James Madison beat the FCS school by 70.
63-7. They beat the HBCU New Norfolk State.
No, they beat Grambling. It's not like Hugh Jackson to lose. They beat Grambling.
Okay.
James Madison then beats Georgia. Upset of the year. James Madison 2-0. Georgia 1-1. Do you think the AP poll ranks James Madison ahead of Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, You don't believe that.
You say you believe that. No, you believe that, like an atheist saying they believe in God.
That's pathetic, Carter.
I understand.
If it's later in the season and James Madison's 6-6 and Georgia's undefeated, then it's a little different. But if it's the first week or second week and James Madison beats Georgia, they should jump Georgia, and it should be that way.
You think they're going to move down the defending champs behind James Madison?
If they lose, how could they not? If they play head to head, how could they not?
Carter, it's not the question of what you think. It's a question of, do you think the AP poll would actually do that?
There's no way Bama would have dropped past 8 if they lost to Texas. I promise
you really don't think that.
Promise
no
you.
No one in America thinks that, Carter.
No, and I understand, Carter. I understand if you think that's what should happen, because I'm not saying I necessarily disagree with you a ton here, but there is no way in hell the AP poll would do that. No way. Absolutely no way. Like, I understand what you're saying because they played head to head and it's clearly showing that team is better. But if AP looks at, I feel like, previous history too, like if Georgia's the reigning champion and James Madison's been sucking since like Hitler took over, then there's zero way that Madison's ahead of Georgia. James Madison has not been relevant in football and forever, legit ever. So like they look at that, I think too, is a massive part of it as well.
Okay.
I did not think that we were going to go down that rabbit hole. All right. let's do a quick check in on all of our teams that we've said that's going to be like our sleeper teams. Can we please start? Well, yeah, I want to go to Hunter last. My Michigan State Spartans crushed Akron 52-0, held them to 0 points. Good for my team. Jackson, you were LSU, right?
LSU wasn't my sleeper. It was LSU will finish with a better record than Notre Dame, which after week one looked awful. After week two looks really promising.
Carter, like, I was gonna go to Carter's team.
Again, Marcus Freeman, players coach, a lot of hype coming in, the media loved them. I didn't, and then look what happened. Lost to Ohio State, that's expected. Lost to Marshall, that's really bad. And in his first game as an interim head coach, he had a 3-score lead in a bowl game and blew it. Marcus Freeman's in trouble here. You can't start out at a school like Notre Dame and start 0-3. That's not good.
No, honestly, I don't hate that. If your take would have just been Notre Dame finishes with like under 8 wins or something, I think you would have hit it. But
yeah, well, they got to play Stanford. They got to play Clemson. They got a rough road ahead. If Marcus Freeman, if they only win 6 games, they'll win 6 games. But if it's like 6 or 7, what do the boosters do? You had a guy that went to multiple national championships. You let him leave, and now your head coach, he's taken the winningest college football program and kind of putting him down the drain.
Yeah. Carter, what I didn't realize going into like this college football weekend, which kind of went under the
– You want me to talk about it?
Auburn, they struggled this weekend, didn't they, Carter?
Whole,
who was Auburn playing again?
I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in northeastern part of the United States to watch this game. But what was I sweating it out? They played San Jose State, and I'm not going to lie. It was not pretty. But we squeaked out a W, 24-16.
It was San Jose State that won 0 games a couple years ago, right?
We squeaked it out. We got through what we needed to get through. We're focused on Penn State next week.
You play Penn State?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so after this week, my team will be the only team that still has.
No, I'm calling it now. I think Auburn beats Penn State. I think Auburn actually beats Penn State. I think San Jose State was such a fluke game. I don't think Auburn's a good team, but I think Carter's team survives one more week.
I think Auburn's quarterback is atrocious. Like, I think he's honestly pathetic. Who's the guy before that sucked?
Bo Nix?
Yeah. I would take Bo Nix over the Finley dude you got thrown.
Bo Nix played very well last week.
I honestly would.
Bo Nix played very well last week.
So bad.
He had 5 touchdowns. Bo Nix dominates against like
Carter. Bo's got it in him in his 8th year of college. Hunter, so you, yeah, your team was Texas.
Yes,
they did. Look,
my prediction.
They did look good, and they are. What are they ranked now? 18, 19?
They're in the teens. My prediction was that Texas would finish top 10. I don't think that's very plausible now, especially with Ewers going down. I think if Ewers was still
here. How long is he out?
4 to 6 weeks. It's too much. Yeah, there's no way. There's no way that Texas can survive with this backup. And he's not bad. What's his name? His name was Jackson Card.
It's Hudson Card. He was a starter last year, and he got benched because of the Ewers transfer.
And he wasn't horrible. He was not bad, but like I honestly think Quinn Ewers looked really good to start that game. It looked like he was living up to the moment. Like he was making some very good throws. So I feel like that there's no way Texas finishes inside top 10 without Ewers. But I honestly think if Ewers was there, I think they have a legit chance. So I think can I like kind of switch over my team real quick, because now that Ewers is gone, I still love Texas and I still think Texas is gonna be very good. But can I officially say the Vols finish third in the SEC and beat Bama and or Georgia?
So hold on, quick vote. Are we okay giving him the injury exception and changing his team? All good.
Okay. Yeah, well, and he was on Tennessee from the start too. Like, it's not like he just picked them up. He was also with them. Sort of like how I was with the Florida Gators, except he turned out to be, like, actually correct, and I was wrong.
Arkansas, where's Arkansas at, too? I didn't say them on the podcast, but I think they're number 12 right now.
Arkansas is 10.
Okay. Arkansas's 10?
They're 10, yeah.
Wow. Wow, they jumped high then. Okay, yeah. They were 16. They were 16 to start the week.
Yeah.
So my three teams are looking phenomenal. I think Tennessee finishes inside the top 10. I think they beat a big school. I honestly think this is Tennessee's best year in the past like decade or two. Like I think Tennessee just has a phenomenal year. So I think my new team is now officially Tennessee. But I really wish Ewers didn't go down.
I was shocked how good Texas' defense was.
Oh my God! Texas's defensive line played phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I thought they were maybe purely skill position with Sarkisian.
Mm-hmm.
They could ground and pound.
Yeah, no, they were not bad. They're not bad football team. I was honestly watching that game. I was shocked myself. I was like, holy crap.
So I want to say, I'm pretty sure everyone expected a blowout.
Yeah. They
expected to get the doors blown off them.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, no, that I'm shocked.
Yeah. All right, Carter, taste the next game.
Next, which game would you like to go to?
Every game you want to. We're going on Carter's little joyride.
Okay, hold on. There's a certain game.
Hey, Joe, wait, hold on. Before we go to that, Jacob James, Nebraska, looking very well.
Okay. I'm so sick of having because I came in. The audio's not up, by the way, Jackson. So I don't know what the issue is because I can't listen to exactly what I said.
That's on Carter.
Well, let me just say something. I said could. I never said would. I never said I think they would. I just said it is a possibility. Because I also mentioned if he did bad, I'll probably get fired. So I did mention both. And he did bad and he got fired. But honestly, I think I'm in the right here.
Oh, there's two games. One. One's just a personal note. Drew Aller is coming, ladies and gentlemen. That one throw he had where he had the pocket presence to step up in the pocket and roll to his right. And he's not the most agile and mobile quarterback, but he can move when he needs to and throw a beautiful dot, even though the dude was wide open on the run. They could have something. They could have something cooking up in the next couple of years. The other game that has, I mean, there wasn't really a lot that we didn't touch on.
No, it wasn't a great slate.
I hope the U is back. I love the U. I love U football. I love the late 80s, early 90s, early 2000s, like the whole showboating. That's was amazing. I already addressed Florida. USC won by 13. It'll be interesting.
Well, I guess we should talk about USC. So I think it's probably if they could finish as a top four team and actually get in the playoff the first year under Lincoln Riley, USC's back and they will dominate recruiting in California, which is not good, and not good for the Power Five teams, which is Ohio State and Bama, because they can't just poach anymore. Same thing with Texas. If Texas and USC can both be dominant programs and dominate recruiting again in their states, it'll bring so much clarity back to college football.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. USC puts up so many points. Their offense is so good. But their defense is very mediocre, I think, right now. But, like, in the next 5 years, USC is going to be very, very good.
Wait until USC plays a real school. They haven't played legit program yet.
I agree. But you can actually feel like, well, Stanford's legit.
I mean, Jackson,
you
don't think USC is
going to
compete?
No, I like USC, but I think it's going to be a carbon copy of Oklahoma, because the Pac-12 is a very bad conference. But, and I think once he plays like a legit school, I think that's when I think Lincoln Riley loses. USC, they'll be legit Pac-12 contenders for years to come. I just don't think they're going to be. I don't think they're on the tier Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State is.
No, I agree, and that's completely fair. But I think the biggest impact for me is just purely recruiting-wise. Because those California recruits would rather stay at USC, play for Lincoln Riley. Because not only is Lincoln Riley, like, maybe he doesn't win the big game, like the big, big game, but he does win a lot of games, and he does produce high draft picks that are successful in the NFL right now.
No, I think, Jake, I think you're spot on here. And I think this severely hurts teams like Ohio State. Like example, before Ewers goes to Texas, Ewers was a Buckeye. Garrett Wilson out of Texas, Buckeye. JT Tuimoloau, number one player in the country, California Buckeye. Or no, I'm sorry, Washington Buckeye. Emeka Egbuka, number one receiver in the country, Buckeye. If Lincoln Riley can kind of hone down those West Coast recruits, and then Sarkisian, if he can hone down those Texas recruits, right then and there, boom, Texas-Oklahoma gets a lot more exciting. Alabama loses some significant talent, and Ohio State loses significant talent on the recruiting board.
It's the NIL shit too, especially in Cali and Texas with the endorsement deals they can get out there.
Yeah.
All right. Any last thoughts? I mean, I feel like we've covered majority of the slate. I mean, that's.
There was also a good game Saturday. BYU beat Baylor. It was kind of like a Kentucky Florida type game. I don't really know if either of these teams are primed to make a push, especially now with Baylor losing. I don't know if BYU is the conference.
BYU plays Oregon next week, or I think Oregon wins that game. And Oregon's quarterback's Bo Nix. And Oregon's actually favored that game.
Oh.
And they're ranked lower than BYU is, and they're favored, which is really strange. But I don't know. I don't think BYU's that great, because I watched the first half of that game after my wedding, and I honestly thought it was like it was just very blunt.
Yeah.
109. Yeah. By the way, he was at not his wedding. Just clarify.
Oh yeah.
Just funny.
So real quick before we sign off, same deal as last time. At the end of the first college football episode, we all gave our Heisman picks after week one, and then we'll all give our current Heisman favorites after week two. And if you guys want to start off with that,
I mean, I will. Mine's still Bryce Young.
Okay. Really?
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, he is the reason why Bama won that game at the end.
You could say Bama's defense is the big reason.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, the end of the game.
Jake's not wrong. I mean,
throw.
Yeah, he had a Heisman moment.
He didn't destroy, like, his – as long as he can just stay and Alabama stays one, he plays well, all he needs is one game where he dominates against a good team and a win.
Yeah, no, Jake's not wrong, because Bryce Stroud looked like garbage. Not garbage, like, he didn't look that great. And then as soon as they needed that drive, he dominated. Like, he came up big. So I don't hate that. I think mine's still CJ Stroud, though. I'm going Stroud to win Heisman.
Yeah, you're good. I didn't think
about it. Jake, thanks for keeping your mic on. I'll go here. I got my week one was Will Anderson. Quarterback-wise, I didn't like Bryce Young or CJ Stroud after week one. I wasn't a huge fan of how either of them played. Like, they were good. They weren't Heisman good. I think CJ Stroud took a huge improvement going to week two, and also CJ Stroud didn't have his wide receivers one and two for week two. With that said, I'm still going to go Will Anderson, though. I think he's the best player in the country. Will Anderson will still be my Heisman favorite right now, but that is definitely – that could definitely change in the coming weeks.
That's yucky. He did not look good.
No, he didn't look great, but I'm not going to punish him for one bad week. Like, Bryce Young didn't have a great week, and he's still considered a favorite.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I definitely get Jake's Heisman moment with Bryce Young, but I'm going to still go Stroud. I think he took the right steps forward. It's going to take him two or three more weeks to really build solid chemistry, but I'm telling you, this Buckeyes offense is going to be freaking rolling coming down the stretch here, so I still got Stroud.
Yeah, no, I don't hate that.
That's fair. I do have one last note before we go. I was in person at a 7 overtime game, Bowling Green, Eastern Kentucky. Almost hit the record of 9 overtimes, and we play Marshall next week.
Actually, no, can we do that real quick? Can you two, just like at the very end of the episode, just discuss the Bowling Green and OU games, just like a minute?
Yeah, can I get my take real quick about OU season? All right, so week one, we were 4-point underdogs to FAU, and we go out and drop 41 with Curtis Rourke. I'm telling you, Curtis Rourke's legit. Our offense is very good. Our defense is very, 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 very bad. They can't tackle. FAU game was awesome. And then we went down to Happy Valley. Nick Singleton, my roommate's a huge fan of Nick Singleton, plays just like Nick Chubb. We give up 19 early. We then at the end of the half put a drive together, cut it to 12, and then Singleton breaks a huge run. So that was ball game at half. But Drew Aller, high school classmate of mine, threw his first career touchdown against my university. So that's pretty cool.
So I would like to say, who wins, OU or BG?
OU. Oh, we dominate.
Can I get my analysis of the game?
Go ahead.
So our head coach is a moron. It's maybe the worst coaching job I've ever seen in my life, and that's coming from a Browns fan. I've seen a lot of bad coaches. I've also seen a lot of – our quarterback wasn't that bad. The first game, we were beating UCLA, dominating, first two quarters. Special teams was remarkable. The quarterback, we lose the game. He's better than week two, looked phenomenal. Then our defense sucked, and our coaches sucks. We're 0-2. We may not win two games. However, we will win our final game of the year against Ohio in Athens. And I'll be at that game.
Some Tuesday night action.
Yes, it is.
You guys are welcome to come down to the BGOU game. ABC said OU is a favorite to win the MAC. Is that true? Absolutely not. It's Miami. But we will find a way.
What?
That's what ABC said.
You got smoked.
Okay, any team in the MAC would have got smoked by Penn State.
We would have beat UCLA if our quarterback played somewhat of a good, okay game. No, it's probably not true, but I believe to be true. All right, any lasting thoughts? Are we good?
I cannot wait for action.
Let's roll, Tigers.
Yeah, Carter, your team's in trouble. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you later.